Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
This is Tariq Talk. Your host, Tariq Mendez, takes you on a journey with guests from all around the world. Broadcasting around the world.
Around the world.
This is Tariq Talk.
All right, guys, today I'm here at the Brooklyn Army Terminal during the Chishama Open Art Studios. I'm here with Caroline Amon. Caroline, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you so much. Do you want to start by telling us your website and Instagram so people can, like, check you out?
Yeah, so my website is www.carolineamon.com, and my Instagram is @Caroline_Amon.
Okay, Caroline, do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself, please?
Yeah, so my name is Caroline. I'm an artist based in Brooklyn. I just recently got my MFA from Brooklyn College in 2024. Thank you. Yeah, so ever since then, just been making a lot of paintings. I got a write-up in ArtNet December last year of the best works of 2024. So, yeah, just right now, just taking it slow, making paintings, kind of see what happens, and yeah.
That's so fabulous. And I notice right now a lot of your paintings in your studio are yellow. Is this, like, something that you're inspired by constantly?
Yeah, so I started with this yellow color about 2 years ago. My work before was black and white, and there was just, like, a factor that was missing, and I had a suggestion from one of my professors in graduate school, and he was like, why don't you just go to the hardware store and just find, like, the most bright, obnoxious color you can find and see how it works in the paintings, and if it doesn't work, doesn't matter, like, you can keep moving on. And I did it, and it just, like, completely transformed the work, and I think that it's such an integral part of the work just because of, like, the contrast that it has. And I kind of view it as, like, a warning sign. And, you know, it's like in the future, I don't know, like, what they'll look like. But for right now, it's something that really works.
Oh, that's inspiring. And do you normally create all of these works that we're seeing right now at the same time? Or do you like to work, like, one at a time?
Yeah. So I've been trying to, like, come up with a way to be more productive. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times I'll take down, like, one or two paintings and I'll prep them around the same time and I'll just bounce back and forth between them. That's kind of something that's been helping me, like, just because the paintings are very large. And when I was in grad school, we were, like, required to make a lot of work. So it was, like, something that's, like, still in my brain, like, the productivity. So, and what's nice is I like having some of my old work up while I'm working on new ones because they kind of, like, inform certain things. Or if there's things I don't like, I don't add them to other work. So it's just, like, I'm trying to find my flow, but I think I found it.
Yeah. Exactly. I love it. It's so amazing. Okay. So Caroline, how do ideas come to you? Like, do they come to you during the day, during the night? Like, are you an artist that you like to work, like, at a specific time of the day, or are you inspired all the time?
Yeah. So I'm someone that does really well with routine. Like, I need to have things planned out. Like, I like having structure and expectations of myself. So when I come to my studio, like, I always try to come, like, 11 or 12 o'clock, and then I'll work into the night. I always try to come to my studio prepared. So I'll, like, do sketches the night before, or I'll write things down. I found that the work feels a little bit more complete when I think about things a little bit more and plan them. Because sometimes it's like, if I just go into it and there's parts that are not considered, like, people can tell, like, I feel like people can notice, like, when I'm being honest in my paintings and, like, when things aren't so considered. So, yeah, that's kind of how I work, you know, just, like, constantly thinking of things, trying to sketch. But I do, like, get most of my ideas, like, at night.
And when you sketch your ideas, do your paintings come out exactly how you first had the idea?
Not at all.
Or do you like the spontaneous process?
Yeah, so they do they do sometimes, like, they do kind of like inform where things are, but I find that I edit my work a lot. So I'll like move things slightly over, or I'll add something different, or I'll remove something. So it's like kind of just like a sounding board. And, but I still think it's critical, even though things change. Yeah. Oh,
that's fabulous.
Yeah.
And are you like always creatively active, or do you like to kind of have like moments where you just enjoy life and go back to normal life? Or do you like to be always like surrounded by art and thinking of art?
Yeah, I have like some days where I strictly just try to relax. Like I'll try to like do that on like Sunday or something, okay, where I'll like go out with friends, or I'll just like sleep in or read or watch a movie. And like that's kind of like my way of settling down. But I feel like I'm always kind of thinking in my head like what I want to do next. And I think that's just like how I operate.
That's fabulous.
Yeah.
And I have to say, you have the coolest outfit on. Like,
oh,
definitely, I could definitely see you like having the same hat with like your own paintings and doing like a major collab.
I've been, you know, I've kind of been thinking about like the future of this work, and I think there'll always be kind of paintings, but kind of like the commercial aspects are interesting to me. And people always tell me like, I'd love this as like a tote bag or a shirt. And it's like something to consider for sure.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
When you come into your art studio, are you the type of artist that you get to work right away, or do you kind of need to like chill, have a coffee?
I definitely need chill time, and I'm very like critical of myself, and sometimes I'm like, okay, like you're chilling a little bit too much. Like I try to, but I've been trying to like give myself more grace. So I like give myself an hour to like sit down and just get all my stuff out of my bag and kind of like think about what I need to do. But once I get going, it's fine, but I definitely need a little bit of time to just relax.
That's so fabulous. And can you tell us a little bit more about the work that we're seeing right now in your studio?
Yeah, so it's changed a little bit the last 2 years, but the main thing I'm interested in is like the tradition of Venus paintings, like, okay, you know, like the lounging nude paintings,
yes,
and things of that eclion. And I kind of consider my work like oppositional Venuses, because they're like in conversation with like a visual lineage where like women are depicted as like passive and ornamental. And I kind of view my work as kind of like, I view them as cartoons, and I say that to people like just to give like a better entry point, but kind of like the opposition to like kind of like these stereotypes in these like paintings of, you know, traditionally beautiful,
yes,
women and standards of such short. But recently, like, I've been thinking about how, like, images and the internet kind of influence femininity and,
yes,
like, ads and images and stuff like that. So kind of, like, that internet aspect's been coming into my work a little bit more. You know, it's changed a lot since this work has developed. So I'm just trying to, like, ride the wave a little bit. Yeah.
I love that. And if you could do like a project and not have to worry about like logistics and budgets, if you could do anything creative, do you have like anything in mind that you would love to do in the future?
Yeah. I mean, I have like very big aspirations for the work. Like I'd love to be signed to like a big gallery, and have shows there. I'd love to show internationally as well, but I've kind of been like interested in like murals.
Oh, okay.
Recently, and I think that they might be a little like interesting just because of like they're so flashy. So I think kind of that mural aspect would be fun for them. I'd love to like do something with clothing eventually, but my fear with that is like I want people to like take me seriously as like an artist and as a painter before I kind of venture into that world. So yeah, I have like a lot of different things that are appealing to me, but
oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's so cool. I'm sure, I mean, your work is amazing, so I'm sure you'll be able to
that
completed. And for the people that are listening right now and checking your Instagram and your website, if they're interested, are you open to commissions? Because I get a lot of people that reach out.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so they can just reach out to you. Thank you so much for being on the podcast today.
Thank you so much.
For those listening and watching. Do you mind sharing your Instagram account one more time?
Yeah, so my Instagram is @Caroline_Amond.
Perfect. Yeah. Make sure to follow her, guys. The work is amazing. It's the nicest artist ever.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Thank you for listening to Tariq Talk. Follow Tariq Talk on all social media channels and check out the video interviews online